of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 1 week from Election Day. Thank you, God. This thing will be over. The election next Tuesday, November 5th. I plan to vote in person with my absentee ballot. Probably late afternoon next Tuesday, November 5th. Kind of interesting, some stories coming out of MERS News Service. We're going to get into those here in this hour. Protesters at certain rallies. Kind of interesting dynamic of what's happening in these presidential races. Campaign rallies here in the state of Michigan because, according to the polls, it's a dead heat. I don't believe it. I believe they are undercutting Donald Trump once again. I think the turnout will be much bigger than what they're predicting. And I think it's going to be absolutely without a doubt. Without a doubt. Going to be a Republican victory. Now, a lot of people are saying it's going to be a Harris victory because of the cheating. The ghost voters, the drop boxes, basically a repeat of 2020. I don't think so. I think if the turnout for the Republicans are going to be too big to rig, like Donald Trump likes to say on the campaign trail. One of the things you have to understand, this is a process that is going to happen over the next 7 days. One of the other things that you have to look at is third-party candidates. Jill Stein, the Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., being on the Natural Law Party's ballot as their candidate. Uninformed voters, folks, are going to waste their votes on Jill Stein and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You need to talk to those people. If you see a Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sign, stop. Knock on the door. Back up, away from the door when they come. Sorry to bother you, but I noticed your sign. I'm just wondering, you are aware of the fact that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has suspended his presidential campaign and has endorsed and asked his supporters to vote for Donald Trump. Honestly, if you're truly supportive of Kennedy, you would take the sign down and vote for Trump. It just takes 10 minutes to stop at their house. And honestly, people aren't going to be offended. No, I know he suspended the campaign, but I'm still supporting him. I'm voting for him. Well, your vote may actually help Harris win our state of Michigan. That's all you got to say. And don't be confrontational. Be very polite. Just as a fellow citizen driving by, saw the sign. Just wanted to have a conversation with you. They may not like it. I'm so sorry. Have a good day. Short break. We're going to get to these stories in Lansing. We'll be right back.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I knew it all along, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road, only made me tired and so.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number 3. This segment brought to you by Early Christmas. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, wants you to sit down, make out your Christmas list. Everybody that you truly care about that you want to buy a gift for, then go to the website, MyPillow.com, put in the shopping cart, whatever it is you would like to get for everybody. Personally, I recommend a king-size MyPillow 2.0 and a set of Giza Dream Sheets. Towels, the towels are phenomenal. Bathrobes, slippers, whatever. You might need to find out their sizes, what size is their bed, what size is their shoe for a slipper, whatever. Put the products in the cart. Go to checkout, see the retail price. Put in Trucker Randy as a promo code, one word, no space, two R's, Trucker Randy. Hit apply, see how much of a discount you get. 50, 60, 70, 80% off of some items, plus free shipping. So greatly appreciate if you would do that. Get your Christmas shopping done early. They ship everything to your house. You can wrap it, put it under the tree. Absolutely easy way to do your Christmas shopping this year. While in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Harris Waltz rally, well, they had some protesters outside. While covering the rally, MERS News Service said they even spotted a group of conservative Republican activists protesting. President of Rescue Michigan Coalition, Adam DeAngeli, told MERS that his group had about 10 to 20 protesters, wanted to show that there is a political price for supporting war. By naming the war between Israel and Palestine, Ukraine and Russia, as the specific wars they were there protesting on behalf of. Rescue Michigan Coalition is a conservative organization, so it begs the question, why would they be protesting on behalf of bringing a ceasefire into Gaza? An email from the group today told its readers that the rally today was an opportunity to put the nail into Kamala's campaign here in Michigan. They showed up with signs, posters, warmongers for Harris Waltz. They carried Palestinian flags. The email directed them to not bring Trump apparel or signs, which they said would enable the media to cast the demonstration as a partisan stunt. DeAngeli said the whole deep state war industry clearly is supporting the Harris campaign. There's no question about it. DeAngeli said some in his group are actually voting for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, former President Donald Trump, or they're not voting for a candidate at all. He said he didn't label himself as a pro-Palestinian or anti-Israeli occupation. Instead, he simply described himself as being for pro-peace, which is what Donald Trump says he will do immediately upon entering the Oval Office. Now, it's kind of interesting because y'all remember Dick Cheney, vice president to George W. Bush, the warmonger, the pro-military industrial complex machine. His daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, both of them are now publicly endorsing Kamala Harris. Interesting statement by Adam DeAngeli said, Trump has clearly shown he supports peace in the region. He has very good relations with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He also feels he has good relations with a lot of local Muslim leaders in the area as well. His desire is for peace. There's only one problem. October 7th. Israel was brutally attacked by Hamas. Hezbollah and other terrorist groups being funded by Iran. There's even rumors that Putin and China, President Xi, have supported these efforts. What do they want? Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. Kill all the Jews in Israel and take it over. There's only one problem. They underestimated the military force that Israel has. And when they did that attack on October 7th, Netanyahu has said the exact same thing. His mission and goal is to wipe Hamas off the face of the earth. This is going to be a very difficult peace settlement that Donald Trump, honestly, I don't think he's going to be able to pull this one off. He can try to get them to come together and sit down at the table. I don't think it's going to work. When both sides say they want to eliminate the other side off the face of the earth, you got some major problems. But here is how it is hurting Kamala Harris. Palestinian U.S. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib is leading the effort in getting Muslims not to support Kamala Harris. Many of the Muslims have come out in both Dearborn and Hamtramck and have publicly said they are endorsing Donald Trump. If Donald Trump is able to get this block of voters, I believe some 200 to 250,000 votes, from the Muslims in Michigan, I don't think Harris can win. Another group, another block, UAW rank and file factory workers, Brian Pannenbaker, auto workers for Trump. They are all voting and supporting Donald Trump. They absolutely have bought into and agree with him that the EV electric vehicle mandate being pushed by Biden, Harris, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to cost them jobs. Job security is number one. So we'll see how this plays out. But it's very, very interesting how conservative activists are calling Harris Walls warmongers and showing up at their rallies. Again, telling them not to wear any Trump gear. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting, too. They had a performer at the Harris Walls rally. She spoke briefly about this election and the shape the future before singing her songs, Love You for a Long Time, Back in My Body, Don't Forget Me, Light On, and A Different Kind of World. Second time since becoming the Democratic nominee that Harris and Tim Walz both spoke at the same event. They were both there. Pretty interesting. Last little short story. The potential Vice President First Lady Gwen Walz, Tim Walz's wife, was in Bay City. In a city with notable Catholic ties, First Lady Jill Biden and Gwen Walz appeared at the event. In a joint statement, both of them echoed the same message. We all need to agree that government shouldn't be telling women what to do with their bodies. They began the remarks at the rally at roughly 3:40. Biden and Walz, Minnesota First Lady, made their second ever campaign stop together. They did it at a local restaurant in Bay City. Comments mentioned the abortion issue several times as they wanted the message to focus on the influencing of women before Election Day. Stop right there. Abortion is not on the ballot this year. Nothing can a president or a U.S. senator, state representative who's on the ballot can do anything about abortion in Michigan. Why? Because they've enshrined anything goes abortion in our state constitution. This is a moot issue, folks. It is not relevant to the campaign. You have to understand that. Women need to understand that. You need to make sure every woman in your life understands that this is nothing but fear. False evidence appearing real. This is a get out the vote tactic. But it's not applicable to this year's election. Joe Biden said, what's at stake in this election couldn't be more clear to me, because ultimately this election will profoundly affect women, our ability to make our own health care decisions, to buy homes, and to put food on our tables. What? You got to be kidding me. She mentioned in 20 other states across the country, they have Trump abortion bans, referencing abortion mandates that could not have been implemented before Roe v. Wade was overturned in June of 2021. Trump did this to our country.